Blog Talk Radio.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, Manipro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manipro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
All right, you should be live.
All righty. Hey, Jim, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
All righty, very good. Hang on just a second. Thank you very much. Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manipro. We are broadcasting live on location here at the Georgia World Congress Center at the International Poultry Expo. That's here every single year. It's the largest poultry expo in the world. And it's an absolutely fabulous show. We've got two huge rooms. We're in Showroom A and Showroom B. We're broadcasting live from aisle 1900, booth 1943, here in the room, I guess in showroom A. I think we got some of our issues taken care of. We still, I think the end of the problem is the bandwidth here of the internet in the facility and I'm going to get the position of a small business, try to do the best I can with the equipment that I've got and I can afford. And I was just talking to them. And the free internet in the building that I can connect to is very, very slow, very, very slow bandwidth. I could upgrade. They do have many options of upgrading everything here at the show. But the problem with that is the next level up from free, if I wanted to upgrade to a super, super fast internet connectivity where I could run anything I'd probably ever want, is $100 for that package. And I love all you guys, I love all my listeners, and I love what I do, but $1,700 for a three-day show to have fast internet is just not going to cut it, not in any way. So we're going to do the best we can, and I've got some great interviews lined up. Those start at 12:30, and I also have my backup like I did yesterday, and that's what we will do. Jen, are you in chat room? Jen, are you in the chat room?
I am. Sorry, I was on mute. I had to go back and unmute it. But yes, I am in the chat room. Everybody's saying that you're sounding pretty good. You do have that little echo every once in a while, but we can hear and understand everything that you're saying.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. Yeah, bear with us again. Like I said, I just can't justify popping $1,700 for the next level of internet connectivity. I just can't do it. Can't justify it. And so bear with the skipping of my if we get disconnected any time during the show, this goes for you to Jen back at the studio. I will call back in, and we'll just step by step again. If I can, with the equipment I've got, yeah, that's all I can do. And I know all of our long-time listeners understand that, and some of you who are in the tech field today. So, no problem. Interviews at 12:30. We've seen Farm and Certified Humane Company. I promised you that I would have them on today. Another humane.
Hey, Andy.
That we'll try to have
Andy.
On. Yes.
Are you moving around or anything like that?
Nope, sitting in a chair.
Okay. Because the sound started going a little bit in and out. Sounds okay right this second.
What I'm going to do. No. Hang on. I'm going to try one more thing, okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and disconnect from the way I'm calling in now, and I'm going to connect a different way, and I'm going to, and then you can tell me kind of how I'm sounding. So stand by. You'll see another number pop up on the screen there in just a second. It'll be me, and then you can bring me on that way. Okay, I'm going to try one more thing. I want the show today to be the best I can make it. I've got some great guests on, and I want to do them justice. I want to do this for my listeners, so bear with me. I'm going to do what I can to be as clear as I possibly can. So, Jen, stand by. I'll be calling right back in, okay?
All right, we'll be going to a commercial break.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Everyone has heard of ManaPro, but not everyone knows that ManaPro is a company that makes the care and nutrition of your animals the absolute highest priority. The animals in our lives are a lot of things: pets, friends, providers, gardeners, and entertainment. So we want to take care of them with the same dedication with which they take care of us. That's why ManaPro is 100% committed to one thing above all else: nurturing life. Visit ManaPro.com for more information.
Since 1985, Meyer Hatchery in Polk, Ohio has been a family-owned and operated business. Meyer Hatchery is a year-round hatchery that offers over 160 breeds of poultry, including chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, guineas, peafowl, and game birds, plus a full line of feed and supplies. Just need a few baby chicks? No problem. Meyer Hatchery will ship as few as 3 baby chicks. Check them out online at MeyerHatchery.com. That's MeyerHatchery.com.
Oh, yeah!
All right, Andy, I think you're up.
Hey, now, how about this? Is this a lot better?
That sounds great, Andy.
Okay, thank you. Like I said, everybody, I've got a backup to a backup to a backup to a backup. And so I got to do what I got to do. This is what I do for a living. And a lot of people kind of get their news from here. I got a lot of great listeners, thousands across really the world. And so, again, I'm really going to try to make the show what it truly is. So I want to say thank you very much for everybody for tuning in today. This is, of course, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. My name is Andy Schneider, also known as the Chicken Whisperer. And we are broadcasting live yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Broadcasting live from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from the International Poultry Expo. Right here in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. We're at the Georgia World Congress Center, and this is the largest poultry expo in the world. It is not really specifically designed for the backyard chicken folks.
So I've seen a lot of fans on Facebook. I've had listeners come up, get their picture taken with me, get their books autographed. I've met a lot of people also in this industry. This is more of the commercial industry side of it, manufacturing products that really the big boys may use, additives in the water, different feed, different machines, different lighting systems, trucks that haul the eggs, trucks that haul the chicks, and all of that. But we still, again, I've got some folks that I'm sure I'll interview today that will show your interest that you may be actually familiar with. So we've got that going on. But they expect anywhere from 20,000 to 25,000 visitors from just probably every continent in the world and coming to the show, 20,000 to 25,000 all over, Asia, Europe, South America, North America, Australia. It's absolutely amazing, the melting pot of folks that are here. Some come up and want to talk and ask about the book and ask about the show, and they can't speak but maybe two words English. And so it's very challenging, but it's great that we're getting that coverage. We already have regular listeners all over the world, including Andreas in Norway. We've had some from Asia before and all over Europe. We have tons that listen to the archive on iTunes, podcast.com, Zoom.com, and others. So we've had people come up, professors at different universities saying, hey, my students listen to your show on a regular basis, and I love what you're doing. Texas A&M, NC State, I'm trying to think some of the other colleges. Some colleges up in Connecticut have been by students that listen to the show when they can, that follow me on Facebook and Twitter. So it's really getting out there. I love to do shows like this, specifically this one, which is a worldwide show. It just baffles me, the reach that we have with this radio show, what I feel the good works that Pat and myself are doing to spread the poultry love about backyard poultry, sustainable living, homesteading, farming, gardening at small scale. So it's absolutely fabulous. Our first guest is going to be coming up at 12:30. 12:30 p.m. is Humane Farm Animal Care, and they also go by Certified Humane. And what that is, and I've been telling so many people, Tom, blue in the face, what do you actually do? Of course, we talk about my spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program, the book, the radio show, the tour that I do and do the shows and the workshops. But I also tell people I try to be the liaison because our listenership is so broad and so wide. You know, I tell them that we've got people that keep backyard chickens that are named and they're pets, but they still buy chicken at the grocery store. They're still buying Purdue and Tyson and everything else. We got vegans that listen to the show, vegetarians that listen to the show, and fans and followers. We have people that only eat certified organic everything because they're concerned about the battery cages and the treatment of the animals, the humane treatment of the animals, and that aspect, and they keep their chickens and wouldn't even think about buying chicken in the store. And they all listen to the show. They all follow us on Facebook. And so what I do is I tell them that a lot of times I'll have somebody come on that represents, say, the free range. Oh, you know, we got to stop the battery cages. We have to stop this. We have to stop these horrible conditions. I'm right there with you. But we also ask the tough questions on both sides here on the radio show. When they come up and say, every chicken needs to have an acre of land, you know, or whatever it is. You know, there should only be 500 chickens per acre, and they should be free range and beautiful scenery and beautiful grass. I'm all for that. I really am. But we ask them the tough questions. We ask them, do you think? And I'll have them describe their perfect ideal situation for how chickens should be raised. And I'll ask him, do you think we could actually feed the world by doing it your way, cost effectively? Meaning, if we did it your way, would chicken be $25 a piece in the store? Would a chicken nugget meal at the fast food restaurant now be $12.95 instead of 99 cents? Not saying right or wrong. But we ask the tough questions on both sides. When we have the big commercial farms come on, we ask them, do you truly believe that that the debeaking is humane to these birds? Do you truly think that a cage that's about the size of a piece of paper is humane for the birds? And then some people will come up and they'll have the attitude, even listeners will come up, Jen, and they'll say, the bird's going to die anyway, and it's going to end up being fried, and it's going to end up in my tummy. So what's the problem? It's going to die anyway. And my theory behind that is when I talk to people with that mentality or attitude, I say, okay, let's paint a different picture. Somebody just gets diagnosed with terminal cancer. They've got 6 months to live, okay? Does that mean we can now treat the rest of their life? Because we know they're going to die in 6 months. Does that mean we can totally treat them like crap and offer them a zero quality of life for those 6 months? Because they're going to die anyway.
So the mentality there with, hey, these chickens are going to die anyway and end up being in a fryer, does not mean they don't deserve the quality of life for 6 weeks, 6, 8 weeks, however long it takes, before their death happens. So I just kind of put people come up and say, this is fabulous what you're doing. Again, putting it in perspective, not necessarily taking sides, but being that medium for all the different aspects of backyard poultry, show poultry, or urban poultry folks, heritage poultry, and of course, even the USDA, some of these big guys, they're listening, folks. I can tell you, the big guys are listening. We have rocked the boat enough out there that they're listening. They see that there's a market for humane, for the organic, for the grass-fed, for the free range. They see that, and a lot of them are trying to capitalize that. I'll give you an example, okay? Fieldale Farms, which most everybody out there would probably call them a factory farm, a lot of our listeners, I do not like that term. I have seen farms that somebody would probably call a factory farm where there's Jane and John Smith, and they have two teenage kids. They're getting ready to go to college, and they've got two chicken houses that happen to be through Tyson, and someone may actually call them a factory farm. And here they are driving a Buick, putting their kids through college, trying to put food on the table, raising some chickens for Tyson. But then I understand, you know, me and Pat have talked to companies here, and we've interviewed them where they have like 6 million birds on one site, and maybe what you may consider a factory farm situation. But what we do, they're listening. So, example, Fieldale Farms out of North Georgia here, a lot of people for the sense would probably call them a factory farm operation. They saw the need for people wanting all-natural, organic, no antibiotics, none of this, none of that, pure all-natural chicken. And so many of my listeners have probably heard of Springer Mountain Farms. Springer Mountain Farms chicken. They've done radio ads. They've done TV ads. All natural, humane, no antibiotics, no hormones, no none of this. And guess what? Springer Mountain Farms, my understanding, I talked to a gentleman yesterday, owned by Fieldale. So some people out there right now are thinking, well, they just thought that they could make some money off of us that want that product, and so they went into that business and said, hey, we can get some money from these folks if we do this type of operation. So, sure, it could have been strictly for the money. Hey, you know, if we took 20% of our business and made Springer Mountain Farms and made it all humane and organic and non-antibiotic and all that, then guess what? We would have all these new customers that would buy our product, and we'd get money from them as well as the ones that buy our regular product. Could it be financial? Sure, possibly. But I think a lot of these big companies are truly, they hear us, they see us, they feel us, and they understand what we're wanting, what we're asking, whether you have the pet chickens and you want everything to be humane and the beautiful grass pastures and the big red barn and a windmill, which may or may not be realistic in a lot of situations when they're trying to feed the world, or whatever your personal opinion is. The majority of our listeners to this radio show and followers and fans have pet chickens. They've got 6, 12, 18, 25 chickens in their backyard. Many times they're named, but they're still buying their chicken at Kroger. They're still buying their chicken at Walmart. They're still buying their chicken elsewhere. That's the majority of our listenership. We still have some that still only buy organic chicken at Whole Foods and other places like that, Trader Joe's. And then we have some that don't even eat meat and only buy locally from the local farms where they can see the chickens. They can see the way they were raised in the whole nine yards. So the whole gamut, listen to the show. So we try to be just kind of the medium for all of these folks and just ask the tough questions, ask the sensible questions, make some sensible issues out of it. Without people just getting up in arms and, you know, saying, you know, this is absolutely torture to these chickens. You know, hey, let's stop here for a minute and let's look at the facts and let's look at your side, look at their side. Maybe we can find a happy medium. Maybe this company is hearing us. They're looking at the people who want the bigger cages. They want the free range. And they're trying to start to implement that. We already know two states in the union have already passed laws, I think in the next 4 years, 2015, that battery cages are either going to be much, much larger or are completely exempt in those states. I don't have the law off the exact top of my head. California is one of those, and there's another one kind of in the Midwest that passed that law as well. So, but you know, I discouraged a lot of the backyard folks from popping I think it's $40 to get in the show and come in. Because there's not a single live chicken here. There's no chicken show or poultry show for the fanciers. In fact, I'm sitting right next to a semi-tractor trailer that actually is designed and customed and rigged to transport baby chicks as soon as they hatch out from the hatchery all the way over to where the chicks are actually going to be. So it's pretty amazing. That's what we're looking at. We've got machines. And this is, again, kind of stretching the reality of it, but you'll get what I'm talking about. They've got machines where you can actually, let's say, throw in a whole chicken, and next thing you know, some breaded chicken nuggets come out the other end. Those type of machines. If you want to vaccinate 6,000 chicks an hour, there's a machine here that can do it. If you want an incubator that you can actually walk into, an incubator the size of the average living room that'll hatch out 25,000 eggs at one time, they've got it here. But yet they also have a company like we'll have on today, Dawes, which produces grow gel, which you can choose to purchase at most hatcheries when you get your chicks for them to open up a package of grow gel, wet it down, and then it's kind of a granular gel that the little baby chicks can munch on. They get nutrition and hydration through that product. That's a product that a lot of you out there know about. Fall Harvest Products, which is the manufacturing end of eggcartons.com's here. We're going to Watt Publications, thepoultrysite.com. You can go there right now, online radio show. You can go there, thepoultrysite.com. See what they're all about. Carefree Enzymes. Many of you remember we interviewed him back when we were in St. Louis about a year ago. Carefree Enzymes, they're the makers of, for example, a product we're going to talk about today, Poultry Protector, because a lot of people, they actually, they're using different chemicals that may not even be designed to even be used on poultry, but they're using it. And there's no withdrawal period. There's no such thing as any studies with the withdrawal. So he's going to talk about his all-natural product using enzymes that treats mice and lice on the chickens that not only kills the adult mite, the egg, the pupa, everything. And the other products don't do that, and they could be dangerous to your bird, and they're not even really being made to use on your bird. Like the Adams Flea and Tick, that's for really dogs and cats. People across the show fancy are using that product on their chickens. It's not even meant to be used on chickens. Probably not even a single study have been used on chickens. So this product, it's all natural. Again, we'll have him on. And again, I'm very excited at 12:30 here in about 10 minutes. We'll have the one, there's two groups here. We'll talk to one, Humane Farm Animal Care, certified humane, and let me tell you kind of what they do. They'll describe in more detail, but they have, and I looked at their DVD last night, they have a whole series of guidelines based on humane treatment of the animals. And what they do, they're a nonprofit, and what they do, they will get maybe a company that's interested in wanting to do what's right with the treatment of their animals. And they have a whole program that the company can sign up for. They have to meet all these specific guidelines for keeping the poultry and beef and other cattle, goats, chickens, the whole nine yards. And and then you sign up, and then you have to meet all these guidelines. You have to go through all these inspections to make sure it meets what they consider humane raised, certified humane. And then if you do that and everything's, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, then you get to actually put their seal on the chicken. So you and I, the consumer, when we go to Publix, when we go to Kroger, Super King, wherever you're at across the country, whatever store, Save-A-Lot, you see that package of chicken, you see that label from Humane, Certified Humane, you'll kind of know. You can go to their website, you can see that chicken you're buying, what it means, how that chicken was raised. No de-beaking. And if they do beak trimming, they have an example of how little amount we're talking about beak trim, because they think if you don't trim it at all, based on some ways that they're raised, it can be inhumane if you don't trim the beak. So we'll have them discuss that from 12:30 to 12:45, and then they'll give you your website. You can go look. I looked at their DVD and their paperwork last night about all the qualifications for what. If you free range, or if you have cages and how big the cages have to be, if you DB, they don't allow DBing. Beak trimming is what they allow, and very, very small. They showed a picture of a hen that was not touched and a hen that they recommend the beak trimming. I couldn't tell the difference with the naked eye, the difference. So we're talking about just that tiny little sharp point on the end, boop, and then trimming that off. It's a trim, almost like you would trim your fingernail, not DBing. Like a lot of hatcheries would do, or a lot of these others do for their caged hens to prevent cannibalism. So we're going to have them up first, Carefree Enzymes. We'll talk about that, the Poultry Protector that we're going to talk about. The Poultry Site, you can go there now, thepoultrysite.com. Watt Publication, in fact, Watt knows about me. They came over, they're going to do a video with me tomorrow to put on their website. They've been kind of following me since the beginning, especially when I became the national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program. Fall Harvest Products, the owner of eggcartons.com, Paul's going to be here, great friend, and he's going to tell us about some new products they have coming out, including a awesome diatomaceous earth mix, and then, of course, Dawes, the makers of grow gel that we're familiar with as the backyard poultry. If you've ever ordered any birds, you may have that option to put grow gel in there. So we've got those interviews lined up for today's show. And let's see, it's 12:24. Jen, I know you're back at the we're back at the switchboard running in the show. How's everything going in the chat room?
It is very lively in the chat room. We have lots of friends in there. We've got Bard Rock, Bard Rock's wife, Carmen, East Dallas Dave, Elaine, lots and lots of guests, Heather, KCTS, Cheetah, I don't think I said that right, Kim, Kit, KJ4GL, Midnight, Super Grover, Tater Farm, and USMC Vet. So we're having
a good time in there.
That's
a great time. MC Ben Vett can probably comment also in the chat room. He was here with me yesterday helping out. Today I've got Honey Stanley. She's helping me out. She's kind of doing crowd control. People are coming up, getting the USDA calendars, talking about the book, asking what we actually do. So she's got an important role here because, Jen, you know when we've done these sites, I may be live on the air doing an interview, and people come up and just start talking. And I'm like, hey, we're on a live radio show here. So she has a very important job. Afterwards, she's anxious. After the show, we're going to get a bite to lunch. Maybe we'll get some chicken, and then we're going to I'm going to have her, let her to walk around the whole place and see what this show is all about. She'll also be joining me tomorrow for tomorrow's show. Let me first get a real sound check here in the chat room. Jen, you monitor. Just want to do a sound check. Should be coming in absolutely loud and clear. We've got the satellite phone going here. So that's the most reliable thing we've got, the satellite phone. And so I'm just going to be kind of using it as a microphone here versus my official Chicken Whisperer microphone. But let me do a sound check in the chat room. If you're in the chat room listening now, let me know how I sound. Jen probably can tell me too. Jen, I'm probably on your end sounding good because we're on the same switchboard. But go ahead. It's about a 25-second delay when we broadcast, of course, live. So go ahead and post in the chat room how we're sounding right now for the rest of the show, which will last until 2 p.m., another hour and a half. Jen, give me some feedback on how we're sounding in the show, in the chat room.
Well, other than the fact that you're talking really fast because you're super excited being there and everything, they say that you're 100% clear. We can hear you squawking. You're perfect. Sounds great. Sounds awesome.
All right.
Here. So That
sounds fabulous. Very, very good. All righty. Yep, talking fast, it's just the whole atmosphere is exciting. I mean, you come over here, you pull up, you're at Georgia World Congress Center, the largest poultry show in the world. People are coming, 25,000 people from all over the world, just a melting pot of different languages. It's amazing. They all are here for their particular goal. One may be looking at this type of machine, that type of machine. You pull up, and just all, even throughout Atlanta, as I'm coming through Atlanta, on the light post going down Peachtree Street here in Atlanta, the main road, there's little signs. Hey, welcome from the World Poultry Show. You see buses. All the buses in downtown have a big sticker on them, Poultry Show, and what hotel that they cover. And then you pull up in front of the Georgia World Congress Center, and there's all these banners all the way down from all these manufacturers, and it just kind of gives you goosebumps. It's kind of cool. Then you walk in here, and you see all the folks and all this big equipment. I mean, 18-wheelers to this equipment that was the size of a house that processes this or processes that and it could be a 10-by-10 booth. It could be a small mom-and-pop-owned operation, a 10-by-10 booth that makes an ingredient that you might want to add into your waterers for nutrition, or it may be somebody who has a new product for this or that, or maybe, you know what, I'm a backyard guy, and I invented this in my garage, and it's a new sprayer to keep the birds cool, and it's a new mister, and I invented it in my backyard, and I have a little 10-by-10 booth. I'm hoping to get at least, one company to order these. So it's the whole gamut from anywhere from the big semi-tractor trailers to the other. So we've got about 1 minute, and then we've got Humane Farm coming over here. So, Jen, why don't you go ahead and do about 4 or 5 commercials, and then when we come back, hopefully we'll have the representative from Humane Farm Animal Care here to start our first interview.
All right, that sounds great. Andy, I'm going to put you on hold.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty, okay, I think
Evie,
we are back.
Back up.
All righty, thank you
you're
very
back.
Much, Jen. Running back, you're at the back running the switchboard for us. Thank you very much. I actually got the chat room open, so I see Bard Rock and Bard Rock's wife and some other folks and our regulars in there, so glad to see them in there as well. Plus, I want to say send a shout-out to all our archive listeners on iTunes and podcast that listen. Will be listening later in the day and later in the week, so we appreciate you all. We are here. We have Adele Douglas, and she was with Humane Farm Animal Care out of Herndon, Virginia. And she's going to tell us, actually, I had a chance, it was great last night, to look at their DVD-ROM and look at some of the handouts that they have and learn all about them. And this is why I'm having them on the show, because we have the majority of our listeners, though they may have pet chickens in their backyard, urban homesteaders, they may process their own chickens, but a lot of them don't. And you go to the stores, and you know what? It's like, I can't really justify spending the money on an organic chicken in Whole Foods for $25, but so I want you to, the listeners, while I have her on today, is to explain, when you go to the store, we're talking Walmart and Publix and Harris Teeter and other stores, when you go into the meat section and you see a package of, say, leg quarters, and you see their seal, what that seal means. When you buy that chicken to take home to your family and eat them, because I know all of you are concerned about the humane treatment of the animals, and that's a lot of times why you keep the backyard poultry, but what when you see that seal in the grocery store, what that tells you about the chicken that you're about to buy, because, you know, no battery cages, beak trimming versus debeaking. And so we're going to talk with her, and first she's going to tell us about her company, and then she'll tell us kind of exactly how they work with the big boys, and then some of the guidelines that you have to do, and of course some of the stores where you can find their product. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, I'm Adele Douglas, and thank you for having me, Angie. Our program is the Certified Humane Program. It's Certified Humane, Raised and Handled is the logo. And for, as far as poultry goes, we certify laying hens, the eggs from laying hens, turkeys, and chickens. And there are different standards for each species because, as you know, chickens for meat don't live very long, and so they don't go to maturity, and so they're never in cages. They don't ever have beaks, their beaks trimmed. But we require that they sleep to slow their growth. And their litter has to be clean, no ammonia, has to be dry. They have to have straw bales and other enrichment, you know, to keep life interesting for them. And slaughter, we have very humane slaughter standards written by our scientific committee. And so all of our standards for everything is on our website, www.certifiedhumane.org. And for laying hens, they are allowed to be beak trimmed, not debeaked, and the beak trimming has to be done prior to 10 days of age because our scientists show that if it's done before 10 days of age, it's minor, it's not, there's no long-term issues or neuromas or problems. And in flocks of over 120 birds, there's a lot of feather pecking and cannibalism, and that's the reason for that. But there has to be perching. There has to be dust bathing, litter for dust bathing. No cages are allowed ever, period.
Now, is that no cages even for the layers?
No, we're talking about the layers. No cages, period, ever, under any circumstances. So again, they have to be able to dust bathe, to perch, and that space, there's minimum space requirements for all of the animals on our program. And it's 1.5 square feet per bird, you know, whereas in a cage, I think it's 67 or 68 inches or something like that. So the birds have to move around, and those of you who have birds as pets, you know, they like to perch, especially at night. And turkeys, similar, they have to turkeys love to perch at night. There's no toe trimming, which is kind of an amputation. And they also have to, you know, dust bathe. They have to. The purpose of our program is to meet the behavioral as well as physiological needs of the animals, because a bird, you know, has to flap its wings. It has to do whatever it is that a bird does. And so when you our program is birth through slaughter. When you buy a product that's certified humane, that's what you can be assured of. Our website has a where to buy section, and you can type in your zip code or your city and state, and it will tell you where in your area you can purchase the product, which stores, and what products are in each store. We're in over 6,000 supermarkets in the U.S., I think in every state, not yet Alaska, but we're working on it. Costco, there's eggs at Costco. Harris Teeter has chicken. Publix has chicken. There are many stores. I mean, offhand, I can't even, you know, remember all of them. But
would that list be also on your website?
Oh, yes. If you go to the website, go to the where to buy under food, where to buy, and, again, type in your zip code, your city and state. I just type in the state because I like to see, you know, everywhere. And it will tell you exactly what supermarkets and what products are in each supermarket so you're not wandering around. And it keeps growing. And so the standards, we have a wonderful scientific committee. Our inspectors, that's a key part of our program, are all species-specific. Our, you know, poultry inspectors only inspect poultry. We don't ever send pig inspectors to inspect, you know, the hens, because they have to know the animals, they have to know what to look for, what questions to ask the farmers. And I started this program to improve the lives of farm animals and food production. And this year, this past year, we had 37.5 million animals raised under our program. The first year in 2003, there were 143,000. So, you know, each year, I think cumulatively, it's been 151 million animals over the years. So
that is absolutely fabulous. So obviously, the companies are listening to the consumer. They're listening to us that say, hey, you know, we understand they're going to be slaughtered for food, but there's a quality of life issue until that happens. Just because somebody gets cancer and it's terminal and we know that they're going to die in 6 months does not mean at that point those 6 months have to be hell for that person. Same thing with an animal, because I've had people come up and say, they're just going to die anyway. Well, so I use that scenario as an example. Yeah, I am too, but that doesn't mean, you know, so absolutely. So we know, so they can go to the store, they can go to your website, and give that to us one more time, please.
www.certifiedhumane.org.
Okay, perfect. And you can know where to shop. You can find maybe a store close to you. And when you go in and they're in the chicken aisle and they'll see your, of course, if they go to your website, they'll see what the certification actually looks like. And then when they see that and they pick up that chicken and put it in the cart and take it home to feed their family, they know, because they can also see at your website all the guidelines that they have to abide by to have that seal on that chicken.
Yes, and it's because of consumers like you that this program has grown. Also on our website, we have a little take action section, and there's a comment card you can download. And what it says is, if you can't find the product in your stores, you take it, and it says, could you please, you know, sell certified humane products? And there's another one that I shopped here today because you sell, you know, and you write down the name of the product, and that encourages them to keep making sure that their suppliers meet standards and become certified. The program is based on consumer demand because, as Andy said, people care. It's important to people, and the retailers are getting that message.
Yeah, that's fabulous. I do think people care. A lot of our listeners, that's why they carry backyard poultry. But I still think majority of our listeners, even though they have their pet chicken's name, they still buy the chicken in this grocery store. So now they have that option to know that, okay, I look for the seal. I know that chicken was raised humanely. And they can even look at the situation. And he said 1.5 square feet per chicken at this point. But still no cages at all, absolutely no cages. If they see your seal, no cages, whether it's layers, broilers, whatever the case may be. And we're looking at chickens, eggs, and turkeys right now with the program. So you've got, you know, you go and buy your eggs, meat and beef. I think I saw that last night, but our show for the most part, yeah, exactly. So your eggs, folks, and actually your chickens, your chicken and your turkey for Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or whenever you get that big turkey, you can look for that seal. I encourage you to go to their website, get used to seeing their seal, memorize that, and when you're at the store. Now, talk about like a lot of the specialty stores like the Whole Foods and places like that. You see, we're talking about in the chat room, pricing is so much different. I'm just going to assume that there's probably not a huge, they may see a little price increase, but I can't imagine it being a tremendous increase between.
No, it's, you know, we find when we first started, the price differentiation was between commodity, which was the lowest, and organic, which was the higher, somewhere in between. And in terms of the chicken, it's not that, it's, you know, and eggs, it's not that much more.
Now, I was saying earlier, there were two states. California was one. There was another one, I think, in the Midwest that just passed a law. It was passed. It was either no cages or it was larger cages.
It is. It's called a furnished cage, and it's larger cages that are supposed to have perching and nest boxes and things like that.
Is it still pretty much just blowing smoke, or is it a step in the right direction, which then we can grow even maybe further from that years down the road?
Well, if I were a bird in a battery cage, I'd be happier with the furnished cage. But our program is cage-free, period, you know, because if I were a producer, you're investing millions of dollars in, again, a cage system, so it's going to be 10, 15 years before you're ready to make another change. But it is an improvement for a chicken going from a battery cage to a furnishable cage.
So this is not a brand. You might see, and I'm just going to throw some names out there because it's just on the top of my head. You might see, well, I won't say a brand, ABC brand chicken, and it has the seal, and you'll find XYZ chicken that may also have the seal. So we're not talking about a particular brand. These will be different companies that participate in this program, and then the your key there is to look at the seal that says certified humane, and again, you'll know what that means. And if you forget, or if you want to see even more about what that means, you can go to their website. So it was awesome. I was so excited when y'all came over to the booth and knew that you were going to be coming on the show. I definitely wanted to have you on. And one more time, just for the folks that are listening, I want you to give the website so they can get used to seeing that seal and see exactly what, when they buy that seal on that chicken, what that chicken means. So here's the website one more time.
www.certifiedhumane.org.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming out. I'm going to stop by your booth and talk more to you after two. I surely will. Love what you're doing. Thank you. All righty. Very awesome. And let me see here. We've got, Jen, you still there back at the switchboard? You maybe have to take yourself off mute.
I'm still here, Amy.
Okay, just making sure you're still there and everything was going good. It's 12:45, perfect timing, and we've got a great interview lined up here. Still sounding clear, I see in the chat room.
Sounds
that was an
great.
Absolute awesome, very, very good. All righty. Okay, we've got Patrick Haley. Jen, you remember meeting Patrick up in St. Louis?
I
with
do.
Carefree,
it was great.
Carefree Enzymes. Wasn't that a great little meeting we had with him sitting there? That was fabulous. When I heard he was here, I was ecstatic because I knew I had to have him on the show. He's been on the show before, not in person, but he's called in and we've had him as a guest, and we talked about an array of products. Well, today I told him for the next 15 minutes I wanted to talk about one product because it's one product that's probably used in the backyard industry, the show poultry industry. And I hear about all these other products, the Adam's Flea and Tick, and the Permythin, all these different things that may not even have not been tested on chickens, but people are using on chickens to kill the mites and the lice. And we've got an all natural product here, Carefree Enzymes, that uses enzymes. And I think I'm just going to let him explain. He's the expert. That it's the only product that kills the adult, the pupa, the egg, everything. Unlike those others that may just kill the actual adult, maybe the pupa, but not the egg. So he's going to explain. So today, the next 15 minutes, we may have him on tomorrow and talk about a completely different product if he's willing to do that. But today we're talking, it's called Poultry Protector, and I believe it actually carries the ManaPro label on it. So you can find it, I'm sure, in Tractor Supply and a lot of mom-and-pop stores, anywhere that carries ManaPro products, you'll see it. It's in a squirt bottle. It also comes in a concentrate as well, I believe. But I see it mostly in the squirt bottle form. You just squirt it right directly on the birds, under the wings, around the vent area. But he's going to tell us all about that. But it is, again, an all-natural product that uses natural enzymes to kill not only the egg, the pupa, and the adult, mite and lice on your birds, and that you can use this in the nesting box, you can use it in your coop, and spray directly on your birds. And so we've got Patrick here, and he's going to tell us all about this. First, he's going to tell us about his company, and maybe go down a list of products real quick, and then we're going to get right to the Poultry Protector.
Well, thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure you coming by my booth. When I heard you were in town, I said, I've got to come over and see you. A little history of our company. We've been experimenting with enzymes now for about 27 years. We got into the poultry, actually, type of cleaning products for poultry, about 8-10 years ago. And we were looking for more of the realistic, the natural, non-toxic, biodegradable type products that are going to protect our flock. Now with the home growers that we have, the city of Chicago, you're allowed to have 6 birds. City of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you can have 4 birds in your backyard. Everybody's very conscious of what we're putting on, not only ourselves, but our pets and animals. We developed several products. The one first product we came out with, of course, was our Poultry Protector, as you mentioned earlier on. This was designed, actually, we took this out of our pet division, where we were experimenting, and we came up with products for killing fleas and mites on dogs. And then that took us into goats. You know, how do we protect our goats? And then we were actually contacted by several poultry houses, we have mite problems, severe. What do you have that we don't have to use a carcinogen? And everything that we compete with is some type of a carcinogen. Now, what's a carcinogen? All right, it's we know that it causes cancer. Now, if it's gonna, if you're gonna spray anything on anyone, it's gonna get absorbed into the skin. Our concern with poultry, if we're eating the egg, wouldn't it make sense that we're spraying on the outer skin of the animal that it's, we're gonna absorb some form of it? With our poultry protector, that doesn't do that. It strictly stays on the external portion of the bird, does not get absorbed into the skin, and goes after the particular parasite that we're after. Typically where we have our biggest problem is the northern mite, right? That's what we know for everything. Northern Wisconsin, Minnesota, that area, several years ago, northern mite was major, major problem. What they're finding, most of the products that they were spraying on these animals, these particular parasites, weren't killing them because the immune system had built up so heavily. We go to us, we look at a parasite as an organic parasite. So we're going to go after them with organic products. So organic to organic. You know, the good Lord is going to take us to Earth someday. Same with the parasites. We came from the Earth, we're going to go back to the Earth. And that's the way that we look with our particular product. We were very much astounded that our enzymatic formula that we use not only does the adult, as you just mentioned, but goes all the way to the beginning of life, which is to the egg, then to the pupa, and then to the adult. All the products that are out there to kill any, be it any type of parasite, be it the red mite, be it the poultry mite, be it even a flea, goes after the adult. And it goes after their external bodies, or it goes after their molecular structures. With ours, it doesn't work that way. And that's once it's applied to the actual parasite, the enzymes work on the outer structure, like the egg. It works on the outer cell, actually collapses it, just like you would take all the air out of a balloon. Once that happens, two things happen. One is the parasite or the egg will die instantly, or once it's actually cracked open, as you would literally crushing an egg, natural indigenous bacteria will get in and finish them off. So we work with Mother Nature. My product and Mother Nature work hand in hand, and it makes it easier. The pupa is another stage. There are very few products out there that will actually kill the pupa stage. It really goes after the adults. Now, if we can break the cycle, now we don't have to use the product as often. I don't believe anything should be washed. Yeah, we wash our hair every day. Does it need to be washed every single day? No, but we do it every single day. We take baths every single day. When we're in the poultry field, you want that oils and build up on an animal. That's what protects it. That's what keeps the outer external bodies, keeps the feathers nice and oil, makes it more luster. So the product that we try to develop, once you spray it, we want to break down that cycle. So we know that using any type of Permethrin product, which is the poultry dust, that kind of stuff, they recommend that you put it on every 10 days. Well, why is it every 10 days? Because that's typically the life cycle, right, from the egg to the pupa to the adult. Our recommendation is to kind of, let's go in and really eradicate the area, meaning we're going to start with, first thing we want to do is completely clean out that poultry barn. Okay, the coop. Everything goes out. All the bedding, and we want you to remove the bedding off the premises. Most people move it off to the side, you know, next to the barn or away from the building. Those parasites will actually make their way back because they want food. Well, who's the food source, which is the poultry? So either burn it, put it in a plastic bag, discard it, take it off to the dump.
Not even at that point, not even putting it in the compost bin that you may have.
No, absolutely not. Your compost, what does it do? It produces heat. Well, geez, what do eggs like to do? And the larvae, everything builds on heat. So you're actually you're increasing your production, which you're trying to get rid of. So we recommend that you do eliminate it. Yeah, the poultry, you know, the keeping it, downsizing, put it in your vegetable beds and stuff. Well, you have most of your poultry. Where are they looking? You know, you send them into your gardens, right? They're looking for bugs. What do you think? That's right, exactly. And they're going to bring them right back to the coop. So it's a total clean out. Once we have it cleaned out, then you bring back your bedding, whatever it is, be it rice hulls or be it wood chips or whatever you're using or straw. Whatever you're using, wet it down once you bring it in. That just protects. So if you did bring any critters in with it, hopefully we're going to knock those down. Then we want to make sure that we give each bird a good bath. Now, when I say a bath, we're going to pick them up on the legs. their wings are going to flap for a little bit, then they're going to settle down. But you want to get the vent area underneath the wings, their chest area, and make sure you do behind their heads. That we once we get them saturated, we know anything on that bird, once our product comes in contact, we're going to kill it. There we're all set. Now, that's your first day. So let's say that's a Monday. Tuesday, what we want to do is spray the bedding real well. Look at the birds, pick them up upside down. We recommend actually using a magnifying glass to check the vent area because you'll see little black spots that most people think, look, they're dirty. Well, if you look real hard, those little black spots may be moving. And if they are, that's what we want to zap. And then on a Friday, it's strictly let's spray down the coop real well. Let's look at the birds once again. And then then you use the product as needed. So it's not where we're going to radically, every week we got to clean out the coop. We really don't have to do that. What we want to do is actually break that cycle down. Now, the product has to come in contact with the actual species itself. Otherwise, it'd be like you and I walking out into a rain store with an umbrella. If this product doesn't come in contact with you, it's not going to do anything. It's like having a shower in an umbrella. If you don't get wet, you're not going to get the bath. That's the concept of it. So when you do spray, not only are we getting the adult, we're also getting the egg stage, as long as we come in contact with it, as well as the pupa stage. And we're pretty much set. So we've had a lot of fun. I work with a lot of growers. I've heard a lot of stories. I think the last time I was on, I talked to a couple stories about some people calling me going, geez, I sprayed this on my bird, and they ran around the house like they had their heads cut off. They said, I don't know if I'm killing them or what's happening. And only to find out that they were so badly infected with the parasite that the birds didn't know how to react once the itching and scratching was taken away. We use calamine lotion to stop scratching, right? That's one of the things we do. Well, what ends up happening is even though we put the lotion on, our mind says, hey, we still want to scratch. Birds do the same thing. Their brain's about the size of a dime. But once we take that agitation away, what happens? One, they get better weight gain. Two, most important, is you're going to get better eggs and more eggs. And that's what we're at.
And even though you're treating them, you can eat the eggs.
Exactly. If this does not go into the egg whatsoever. Yes, we have an egg cleaner. Well, that's another story you and I will get into later. But the poultry protector is, the way that we looked at it is we are the only alternative to, we're the alternative to permethrin. And as you know, or if your audience don't know, most of the registration for permethrin is being pulled. The EPA is getting very, very heavy on this because they realize that it is a carcinogen. And being a carcinogen, it's cancer-causing. So if we're spraying that on a bird, doesn't it make sense that eventually we're going to be eating it in the egg form?
Also remember a great story that, I still remember about the lady who said, I think it was a flea. And she sprayed the flea on the table, and then it just kind of disappeared, And she was like, this stuff, what are you talking about? It doesn't do anything. The flea went away. So I love that. So in case somebody, they're already putting up links where they can get the product in our chat room, like McMurrayHatchery.com and some others, of course, and it's going to have the ManaPro label on it. You can find it at many, many, many places. But so if you'll share that with us, we've got about 3 minutes about that story, is that, just because you might see that thing wander off does not mean it's not working.
You brought that into my attention. It was a funny story because a woman did call me. And she said, I had a mite on my table, and I took your poultry protector, and I sprayed it. And the mite just walked away. And I said, that's fine. Where did it walk to? She said, well, I don't know where it walked to. It just walked away. And I said, we're not an instant kill. We're not Raid, okay? And that's not how our product works. So give me some time. But I said, if you followed where it went, it's probably dead somewhere. So just that's how it goes. And even on the birds. A lot of people spray it on the birds and say, man, I still see them, extremely growing. Once the product evaporates or goes into the dry stage, that's when the reaction starts taking place. As you had mentioned, some of the places that we have, we've got Randall Berkeley, Egg Cartons, McMurray, Myers. I believe every single mail order company out in the country does carry our product. We have it in the small single-use form, which is a 16-ounce bottle. It's also available in gallon forms. Because what happens is a lot of people say, well, it's organic. Organic don't work, right? Or if it does, I got to use a lot of it. So they'll say, well, let's try it in the smallest bottle I can get, and then if it does work, I'll buy the bigger bottles. And that's how we offer it.
or
I'm going to ask, and my wife's listening, and I'm going to ask you this. We've got about a minute and a half for our next interview, but you're such a great speaker, and you get drawn in, and she remembers, because she was there with me, about how it affects the extraskeletal system. And so last night, we were getting ready to go to bed and breakfast. We were talking about your product. I was going to have you on the show. She started thinking about that. I mean, she's got many degrees, and she's educated. She may laugh when you hear a comment, but she says, does that mean, for example, if I break my leg and a bone sticking out, and I spray his product on my bone, that it's going to eat my bone away to try to, because it exposes the shell of the bug and it gets inside where the natural process. So it was funny that she remembered that from 2 years ago, your explanation of it attacking the exoskeletal and then breaking apart. And so, yeah, it was funny. She's probably going, she's so embarrassed going, I can't believe you just told him that. But the science behind it is there, and it's truly amazing.
We have had some the studies that we have done across the country. We've had some outstanding labs now test our product, not only on the red mite, but the northern fowl mite. So our studies have come back phenomenal. Those we're right now testing directly on birds. We're at the aggregate show. So this is where people have thousands and thousands of birds. We try to make our product actually cost effective to do it in the big agricultural farms. The problem that we find with these type of people is they want, you know, fast, kill, done. But they're doing it every 10 days. You know, and if I can break down that cycle, it's going to save them money in the long run. Plus, there's no, when we get into spraying birds, what they find is when they go in the nasty stuff and the toxic stuff is that they lose a lot of birds during that spraying concept. To me, that's value to these growers. And why would you lose any bird? So we have no nutrition when we go in and spray. And you don't got to go in with backpacks and sprayers and mouth, all this stuff. That's just nonsense.
And it breaks that 10-day cycle because you're killing everything. You don't have to wait 10 days for it to hatch and then develop in the pupa and then become an adult before it kills again. You're killing everything it touches, egg, pupa, and the adult, it's dead.
Right, exactly. And what you're going to find also, let's go back to some of the stores. You know, I remember talking to one retailer, and he says, you know, I'm going to keep selling nasty stuff and tell me I don't have to. And I said, well, what if you have something that's organic? Well, if the customer wants it, I'll maybe get it for him. It's really up to the consumer to go to the retail store. These products are out there. They just got to say, hey, would you please carry this product? And they don't have to carry a full case or cases of. They have it now, distributors that can bring in one or two bottles just to satisfy the need to the consumer.
That's perfect. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to come by later this afternoon, and maybe tomorrow we can cover another product, maybe even a new one or something like that. I will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. That was Patrick Haley with Carefree Enzymes. Many of his products are labeled through the ManaPro line, and again, you can find those at tons of places, and ask for it. Don't just take for granted that, oh, this big, bad carcinogenic poison is the only thing on the counter. It's what I have to use. So that's it. No, ask them. Say, I want this poultry protector. I've heard it's awesome. I want to try it. Get me a couple of bottles. The cases I've seen come in cases of six. They shouldn't balk at you when you actually want to actually do that. So definitely ask them. Jen, are you there? Back at the studio.
I'm here, Amy. I'm putting our little one to sleep.
I'm sorry. Okay, no problem. I was going to see, we're waiting on our next interview, which is at thepoultrysite.com. Folks at home, you can go ahead and go to there, thepoultrysite.com. It's kind of an online poultry website. They're, I believe, from the UK, and they, of course, you know, maybe talking with somebody right now, very, very important, big wig, who knows. I went over to try to get somebody from one of the incubator companies to sign on the show today. Hopefully we'll have them tomorrow, and I'm trying to get the owner of the company on, and he was sitting around talking business. He might have been signing a $1 million deal, and so I'm like, nope. Completely understand. Yapping on the radio comes second to $1 million deals. So I was going to see if you could go ahead and just run three and then check back with me if you can. In case she may have had to go and deal with little man, so she may get back to us, no problem. But I've got to get to Gab so I can keep talking until maybe our next guest shows up.
Maybe I can do it.
Okay, two or three, and then check back with me in case they come right away.
All right, let me get started.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
All right, Andy, you are back live.
I appreciate that. Do you have a second, Jen? We can run two more. We're still there. Actually looking for the gentleman who, I think he's the editor or publisher of that of the website there. Let's just run, since, again, we're going, if you can run a couple of more, that would be fabulous. How about a Vermex and a Vermex, maybe a Critter Cages, and a Hobby Hill Farm?
All right, sure will.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com, V-E-R-M-X-USA.com, to see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HobbyHillFarm.com. That's HobbyHillFarm.com.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. critter-cages.com. You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All right, Andy, are you ready?
Yep, all righty. Thank you very much from the studio back home. Appreciate that. All righty, if you're just tuning in, we're broadcasting live from the International Poultry Expo here in Atlanta, Georgia. We're at the Georgia World Congress Center, and we're having a fabulous time. Largest poultry expo in the world. People from all over the world come, 20 to 25,000 folks. We're on our third interview here with a 1 p.m. interview, and it is the Poultry Site, thepoultrysite.com. Since it is a internet broadcast radio show, you can go there right now, thepoultrysite.com. And we've got the president of the company. We've got Kevin Lawless with us, and he's going to tell us a little bit kind of how it got started, what his goals were when he got it started, what where their outlook is, where they're going, and what the site is all about. As you at home actually scroll through that and look at and take a look at it, he's going to be explaining all about his site and what his goals are with the site and what he wants it to be for you out there. So welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having us on today. Hello, everyone out there. My name's Kevin Lawless. I'm an English voice. However, we're very much an American company. ThePoultrySite.com originally became or came about because of the need for an international premium news service to serve all aspects of poultry industry, from supply through to production, the whole ecosystem around the industry, and indeed through to consumers who have an interest in even domestic poultry keeping. Right through to the other end of it with the big pharmaceutical guys who are into animal health. That was some 10 years ago. I think our goal has always been to maintain provision of free service to you, the end users. So it's a free site for anyone who chooses to use it. That's whether you want to consume the news, whether you want to go a bit deeper into technical information. There's always analysis and insight available on the site, free to download. For example, the Global Poultry Trends at the moment is a very popular document that's been downloaded during IPE here. And indeed, you'll see lots of IPE-specific features from us during the show today. So we've been able to maintain that free-to-user aspect by having sponsors on board. You can see that the sponsors are not overt. They use the site for the same reasons as the information being derived from it. It enables sponsors to put technical and relevant information for the whole industry scope on there, as opposed to some of the different, more commercially oriented sites. The big step change for us in the last 2 years has been frankly the amount of penetration of internet in this sector. As us being first to market put us in a good position. That's enabled us to move faster into some of the new areas. And here at IPE, we've already launched a new look poultry site, so those of you who are familiar with it will be hopefully enjoying the new look on the site. It's got a new user interface, it's cleaner, easier for you to find the information you want more quickly. Tell us how you like it, by the way. There's a feature on there for you to tell us whether you like it or not. We'll change it if you want it changed. The other area we launched here that's very exciting is we moved into the area of mobile applications, and if you go to the App Store and type in the Poultry Site, you can indeed download our brand new mobile app. And that enables you to customize that information you enjoy from the Poultry Site exactly how you want it, when you want it, wherever you are. So it's still the same great content with all the detail you require. The mobile app allows you to just take those bits that you need with you wherever you need to go, as opposed to having a laptop and requiring internet connections, etc. So, you know, we remain committed to providing premium international content throughout the poultry sector, from poultry users, consumers, pharmaceutical companies, manufacturers, producers, everybody. We're able to deliver that from an original content editorial team that's based in England, where I'm from. We're also based here in the States in the Chicago Board of Trade. We also have an office in Beijing, China. And we also service the Spanish Latin American markets out of an office in suburbs of Chicago as well. So we're pretty well set. We make sure we service the different parts of the world with the relevant content for them. But we always maintain, you know, editorial integrity and really that that just resource for you, for anybody involved in the poultry industry. That's what we want to continue doing. We're always talking to our customers and our users all the time. Join in that conversation however you want to. You can use the forums on the site. You can communicate with us via the mobile app. You can just tell us by email right there on the site, youtous@thepoultrysite.com, what you think. We always listen. You can see that all the evolution that we bring to the poultry site, to the mobile app, is all driven by our users. And basically, you guys out there, you're at the heart of everything we do. That's not going to change. And we look forward to seeing you all here at IPE, and if not, next year at IPE. Andy.
All righty. Thank you very much for taking the time to come over. Awesome site. I've been there many times myself, so that's perfect. And the folks out there in listener land can go there as well, thepoultrysite.com. So we appreciate you coming out.
Thank you
so much. Yes, sir. All righty. So very good. I'm still trying to – Jen, I know you're still there and you're dealing with the little man and dealing with the switchboard and all. Of course, my computer has decided to totally go black. And so I'm going to try to get that back on just because it's not a problem. We're still broadcasting live. Not a big deal. I'm just going to try to get it back and hooked up and roll. But y'all can come on over. And we've got the great folks from Watt. And we're going to go ahead and get started interviewing them. We got a 15-minute segment here that I want to get them on. A lot of y'all are familiar with them as well. And we've got Bruce Plans. Is that right? Is the Z silent? Okay, you can let me know. Okay, so, and Watt Poultry USA and a / egg industry from Rockford, Illinois. And he also, I get emails from him on probably a daily basis from their site, news media, things like that. And they've got a great site as well. And so he's going to tell us all about that. Well, I'll try to get back up in the chat room and maybe take some questions for him as well. So thank you for coming on the Chicken Whisper Show. I'm going to hold this here so you can talk and you can tell us all about your site, how it was developed, what's the main goal for the site, where you plan to go in the future, just a little bit of kind of stuff like that about yourself, the whole nine yards, and your publication.
Okay, well, thank you. We publish 6 magazines in the poultry sector internationally. Watt Poultry USA, Poultry International, Industria Avicola, which is in Spanish for the Latin America market, and Egg Industry, then also a couple of feed magazines. All of those feed into the mothership, which is our website, wattagnet.com. We also have a social media community called animalagnet.com. We've got Facebook pages under both Watt Agnet and Animal Agnet. And we've got a Twitter feed at Watt Agnet. So we have our hands in a lot of things. We try to push content out into all of those areas so that people can consume it the way they want to. We also have iPad and Android apps of the magazines. Search for Poultry International on either the Google App Market or the Apple Store. And you can get that, and that's free. So, and there's more coming. Directions we're headed in the future, a lot more multilingual. We already publish in Spanish and English, but we're adding multiple languages. And you're going to see a lot more because this is a world market. And a lot of interest from around the world in really, you know, the technology that's being used in the United States to increase poultry production. And a lot of the advances that were made here are really being pushed out throughout the world. And that's kind of what's interesting about this market and that we are, in many ways, the market leader. So that's kind of the, you know, top view of what we are. Not really sure where to go from there with it.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the things, and a lot of them are at your site again, looking at it over there, and what are some of the things for those who may not be at the site now, that may be listening from work, what are some of the things that they will see when they go to your site, some of the news stories that y'all concentrate on? I know it's worldwide, but some of the things that maybe some recent things that y'all have covered and stories that are very pertinent, and so what are some of the things that they may actually see when they go to your site?
Okay. We try to do a lot of multimedia. The site's broken up into multiple areas and into the different poultry, feed, pig, and America Latina, which is Spanish. We have a webinar series. We have monthly webinars going on that are free and open to anybody. We have an area called Market Data, where we're expanding on a lot to give people up to the minute. A lot of this is not up to the minute, but maybe up to the week, statistics on the poultry market in the United States and around the world. We have a listing of the world's top poultry companies, which you can find nowhere else except on our site. And we've got videos. We've got a collection of videos going back about 4 years. We'd like to have more videos. We've got podcasts. We did a couple presentations, industry roundtables here on Monday that will both be uploaded today, and I should be appearing here momentarily on the site as podcasts. We push out newsletters from the show. We have daily newsletters, weekly newsletters, and all this is free. And people are interested in the poultry industry. We're, glad to accommodate them. And, a lot of it is, the scientific, the big production, and the kind of the market trends is kind of the directions we go.
That's fabulous. Thank you very much for coming on. And all those out there that are looking at the site now, I'm sure feedback as well. You can send them feedback. You can send them emails. If you want to see more stories about this, that, or the other, and kind of what they're doing. And enjoy the forums as well. You can learn a lot through the forums that they've got there at their site. And is this also a publication they can subscribe to if they wanted to. Is that correct?
It's a controlled circulation. You can subscribe if you're qualified. If you are in poultry production, you qualify.
Very good. All righty. I appreciate you coming on, taking the time. I will be back over at your booth. We'll talk a little bit later after, too. That's perfect. All righty. Very, very good. And I hope you enjoyed that. Still broadcasting live. If you're just tuning in, broadcasting live from the International Poultry Expo here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Georgia World Congress Center. And here in a few minutes, we're going to have Fall Harvest Products, also known as edcartons.com, here from 1:30 to 1:45. I'm trying to get my laptop back and running. It just kind of went to sleep, and I'm trying to wake it up, if you will. I don't know if anybody else has that problem. Occasionally, if I don't hit a button for a while, it'll go to sleep, and then it stays asleep. It's like a teenager. I cannot wake it up for the life of me. I'm plugging it, close the screen, raise the screen back up, hit the button. It's actually quite aggravating sometimes. I don't know if it's an HP issue or if it's just something that I got as a little virus, but it is sometimes very, 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 very aggravating. When it goes to sleep, it stays asleep. And it's not all those technical issues, but I think from what I heard, sound is absolutely fabulous right now, which is great. I promised you that I would do what I could to offer you a great show today and a great show tomorrow. So yesterday's show was really, I'll admit, a disaster with lots of breaking and crackling and static and whatnot. But after kind of troubleshooting last night, trying to figure out what was going on, well, we solved the problem where I felt we could really broadcast today with good people to come and interview and have good sound quality. That's what it's all about. We don't have the bandwidth to do live HD video here, unfortunately, but we do have sound, and that's what it's all about, the radio show, not a TV show, but we do like to offer the video when we can and when we do special events, especially when we go to the poultry shows. Okay, here it comes. It finally actually woke up, and I'm going to try to get back in the chat room. I was monitoring the chat room, actually, to see what the comments that were going on there and saying hello to everyone. I can't comment and saying hello and things like that, so trying to get all of that done. And so our next, we will have Fall Harvest Products, also known as edcartons.com, at 1:30, and then at 1:45, we've got Dawes
who is a producer of GrowGel. GrowGel is kind of a granular that you moisten and you wet, and then it becomes kind of this gel form. And a lot of hatcheries offer it to be allowed are free to put in when you ship the chicks. So those 2 or 3 days of shipping, they have the nutrition they need. Even though they absorb the yolk and they got technically 3 days, a lot of people want to have them, you know, some extra. The hydration, it's got the water built in and the nutrients built in that they can eat that while they're in and on shipment. So we've got them coming up as well. A lot of you are familiar with that product. So I'm getting back here and I try to get up on the internet. Very disappointed. I will have a talk with the people here and go by and tell them and say, hey, your internet is really about as worth as this penny, and throw them a penny or something. Horrible, horrible, horrible. And with a little guy like I am, even though we got a huge, huge following, I just like I told you, if you may just be tuning in, the next level up of internet here at the show, they charge for everything here, every little thing. I needed an extra chair for my people I'm going to interview to sit here. Guess what? There's a fee for that. It's like $38 to use this chair for the next 3 days. Absolutely crazy. But that's what it's all about. Many of you actually travel the show scene and do these conventions, and you know that it's all about that. But $1,700 for an upgraded internet line? No, I don't think so. When I'm doing just fine right now, and we've got great sound. I'm just trying to get back over to the chat room where I can at least enjoy the chat and see what's going on in the chat room. So and see all the familiar fans and posts. I saw Fiona in there. Hey, there he goes. Got the camo on today. Gotta love it. The outdoorsy look. We got Paul from Far Hoppers. Paul, come on over and have a seat. I'm just now trying to get here where I can see the chat room if anybody has any questions for you, because I know we did that last year, and which, you know, everybody out there is just a fanatic about the incredible egg scale, which they absolutely love, and, you know, your new product with the egg wipes and actually the diatomaceous earth we're going to be talking about here in a minute. So I'm going to try to get this kind of up and running here. The internet, again, is provided here for free, is about worth nothing. So I'm going to try to see if I can't get back in the chat room. But I can do that while we're talking with Paul. Now, Paul is the president, owner, the top guy there at a lot of y'all know as eggcartons.com. But they have a manufacturing side and a product a company called Fall Harvest Products. That's they're here representing that name. But many of you out there know Paul as eggcartons.com. And so he was here last year. We covered it the third day here. And then we covered, we're here, of course, we're only about 3 booths away. When they said I could pick my booth, and I said, hey, where is Fall Harvest Products going to be? I want to be actually close by so I can harass them a little bit throughout the day. But Paul, you know, obviously all of our fans know you. They know your products. They buy your egg cartons. They buy labels. They buy they love the egg scale, all kinds of awesome products that you carry. And you've got some new products that we're going to talk about, I'm sure, over the next 15 minutes, as we've got, y'all have got your own brand and model of an incubator. You've got this also new, the incredible coop door, poultry door, the incredible poultry door that they've got that's just being released. I was looking at that. They have a working model up here, and we've got this from diatomaceous earth. I always hear, oh, it's so hard to find this, or I have to buy it in a 50-pound bag and all of that. So, again, we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And let's see. Hang on 1 second. Let me go back up there. Okay, Jen, I don't know. Okay, if you've got a troll in the room, I'm going to explain to this, Jen. Jen, are you listening? Are you live? Jen, are you live? Can you come on?
I can hear you. Yes,
I'm there here. A troll in the room acting up?
I don't think so.
Okay, I didn't know. I just saw you said something about their children in the room, or it's a PG-13. Do what?
We were being silly.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't a troll that joined us, because you know how to boot them if you need to.
Yeah, it's okay, we're good.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I just saw bits and pieces. I just got back on. All righty, we're going to talk with Paul here with Fall Harvest Products, and we'll just go ahead and start talk about the new product, the Diatomaceous Earth, and he's going to tell you really first all about his company and how long they've been in business, and then we'll get into the actual new products that he got that they're really pushing here at the show and that he wants you to know about. So I'm just going to hold the back of the microphone.
Okay. Hi, Andy. First, I just want to say it's great to see you again. We saw you last year. I wish we could see you more often than once a year. It's a pleasure. We enjoy coming down to the show with you, and the Atlanta show is absolutely terrific. There's vendors here that are countless, and we're getting lots of great ideas. We love being here. As far as new products, the most interesting product we're demonstrating here took a year and a half in the development. We had a rough prototype here last year, but we wanted to get it right. We don't put a product on the market till we get it right. And the incredible poultry door, we finally got it right. It's a automatic poultry door that will open in the morning with daylight and close at night with dusk, which is not a new idea. There's a lot of them out there. However, ours has a patent-pending screw drive design that the door goes up and down on a large screw. And what's so good about that? Well, I'll tell you. I had one raccoon get into my coop a few years back, took 14 chickens out in one night. I had a great horned owl come in one night and take 5 chickens out. As I watched, it was unbelievable, scary. The raccoons have the capability, they're very intelligent, and they can lift these doors that go up and down with a cable. Great, they're great ideas, and they work. However, the raccoons figured out a way that they can just get their claws underneath those and pry them up. Screw drive design, once that door goes down, it stays down.
Call me crazy, but most garage doors are screw drive, are they not, or am I just dreaming that?
No, that's where we get the general idea from. The challenge that we had with going to a screw drive design is safety. When that door is screwing itself down, all we could envision is the safety of a child reaching his arm in just to see, or just to reach for a chicken that's still in there, or a chicken being halfway in and out. With our screw drive design, at a 10-pound pressure, which is not enough to bend a plastic dish that we have as an example over here, the door stops, reverses, and goes back up, and an alarm goes off telling us there was an obstruction. And it won't go back down until it's reset. And it physically, I put my own arm in as a test at the show, and it doesn't even push the skin down far enough to even hurt. There's no pain. We have it totally safe, and that's our objective. It took a year and a half to get this developed with the software. It's at the solid state that it's... the safety is there. And the second greatest feature of this is there are some sold by other competitors that require a full Saturday, a college degree in engineering, levels, screw guns, measuring tapes, etc. This door is designed to fit over an existing poultry entrance. You put this inside the coop, over the entrance. You put screw the brackets to the wall, plug in the photo cell, plug in the power, and you're done. 30 minutes, period. A novice can install it. It is fully set, fully programmed, ready to go. Absolute dream for a non-handyman to install. And the other ideal thing is a lot of the poultry doors out there go between $200 and $400. This will be selling, we don't have an official sales price right now, but under $299, that's a guarantee. And it'll be so simple to install that it'll be affordable, safe and easy to install, and durable and lifelong. So we've got it right, Andy.
Yeah, I love the story. If you'd love to share it, because I think it tells our listeners exactly, you're saying a year and a half in development. Why? We wanted to make it perfect. And when you got one of the first prototypes a while back and you stuck your arm in it and you said it just kept coming down and coming down and coming down, I love the story you said that, you know, let's keep it real. I mean, what's going to happen? If I sold this door and you put it in and you install it, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to test it, or a kid's going to test it. Let's see what happens. Let me put my arm in it and see what happens. And so you could just envision that happening with that one of the first prototypes, that they're going to install it, and they're going to have their 10-year-old daughter or son say, let's try this, or even them, try it, stick their arm in, and you tried that.
And I tried it, and believe me, I'm a curious mind. When we first got the prototype, they said after it runs a full cycle, it'll run safe. Well, sure, when I plugged it in, Andy, I didn't know that. I'm the first one to put my arm in on the first drop, and it came down, and it was literally bone-crushing. And I screamed, and I said, we don't have it right. And that's when we decided we're going to get it right. And we do. That's how we operate. We will not put a product on the market till we have it right. And safety is our key consideration.
Yeah, I just love that story, and I think it means so much to our listeners that, you know, you're not going to, release a product and still it's right. And that was a great example that, and I feel kind of the same way. It was, for me, so stressful. You can relate to this, even though this is such a simple issue. For me, it was so stressful picking out the right T-shirt. I wanted a good T-shirt quality. I personally, I'm probably not going to pay $25 for a T-shirt. I can't expect someone else to. You know, and then trying to find one that's good quality, that's still a good price. It, so much goes into that. You deal with it every day. I was stressing out over a T-shirt that I was going to sell with our logo on it. So I can't imagine, Poultry Door. Okay, so you've got that that's going to come out. When will that be on your website and probably ready to roll and start selling to the great backyard chicken folks out there?
Thanks for asking, Andy. Our Poultry Door is in production as we speak. By the time it gets over the water into us, it's probably going to be May or early June. It will be marketable. Hopefully, we'll have some sooner. However, we're looking for the summer season to be our kickoff season, and we're gonna promote this quite heavily. We're gonna ask the Chicken Whisperer to promote it for us on his website and through other measures. We'll be looking at probably some full-page ads in Backyard Poultry or Chickens Magazine. And we just want to get the word out because we know that this product is going to be a winner. The demand is there. I own a Poultry Door from a competitor right now because there isn't a current one out there. And it's a cable-driven one, and I can't wait for our own to come out so I can put one on my own chicken coop. Yes, by this summer, we'll have it on the market, Indy.
Great. Now, I know you also, y'all been a sponsor of this show for, several years. And I can remember the development process of the incubator that you've got. Now, that is available. That is on your website. And that's an incubator that y'all developed and have manufactured yourself as well. So tell us a little bit about that product.
We love our incubator, the Fall Harvest Products Incubator. Yes, incubators aren't new. But, again, our motto or our slogan in the company is find a better way. We took the incubator, made larger picture windows, a solid-state thermostat that is very accurate. We fine-tune that. We have a circulated fan model. That's the only model we have because we believed in the circulated air gives a very even temperature throughout the incubator. And our incubator includes a polyethylene liner for the bottom. Most incubators, once you've done the hatch, you have a mess on the bottom. Not only is it a mess, it's a biological mess. You got bacteria that gets into the foam. And if you're going to get that out, you've got to scrub it. If you're going to scrub styrofoam, we don't have to tell you what happened. The styrofoam falls out everywhere. This polyethylene liner is made out of the same material that a milk jug is made out of. Everyone knows what that is. Washable, cleanable, flexible. When you're all done hatching, you just pull the liner out, run it in the sink with water and soap, put it back in, and you get a brand new incubator. So our incubator is this. Oh, the other benefit of our incubator, thank you for asking, Andy, the bottom water trough, in most of the incubators, you've got to lift the egg turner out to get to that water trough for the humidity. And you've got to pour the water in the center of the incubator. It can spill, get all over the eggs, goes all over outside the trough. Our incubator has a guide for the trough to the edge of the incubator. So with the egg turner in place, you can literally pour the water in and fill your water trough from the edge of the incubator. Not from outside, but when you lift the cover up, and you could pour the water in without taking the eggs out.
And you've got the egg turner as well. That was the next thing I was going to say is you've got the egg turner in there, and it's got the fan, the whole nine yards, and still priced very reasonably. Again, eggcartons.com. and you can take a look at that. In fact, you can go to eggcartons.com right now as we're broadcasting live. And, of course, something I'm very excited about, two more products I want to talk about. One would be the DE and then, of course, the egg wipes. But the you've got the diatomaceous earth product that they can buy, and I think it's in a 1.5-pound size and up. And so instead of someone having, oh, well, my local feed and seed carries it, but it's 50 pounds. But it's not just DE, I believe. It's several other things that's kind of in that or the benefits of that. Tell us about that product that you got.
We're really excited about the DE, the diatomaceous earth. Everyone knows it as DE, but for those who don't know, the diatomaceous earth is fossilized diatoms from lake beds millions of years ago that now has settled into the earth, and they mine it out. And we sell only food-grade DE, diatomaceous earth. Diatoms being the small microorganisms they were, when they fossilize, they have sharp edges on them microscopically. So when you dust your chickens with DE, the fossilized diatoms get into the pores of the mites, and it cuts them up, and it kills them. So you could dry shampoo your chickens with them to kill the mites, which is a terrific thing, because your listeners, Andy, as well as my folks, hold their chickens as pets. I got a brother who has a rooster flies up into his arms every morning, and they have body mites. So you really don't want that getting on you. And the DE shampoo, which is just powdering the chicken with it, gets rid of those in a very short order. Now, the other benefits of DE is its desiccant properties, meaning it dries things out. If you have a fairly damp floor of your coop, the shavings are getting a little old, you just sprinkle some DE over the top of it, it will wick away the moisture and evaporate it. And not only that, any fly larvae or flies that are hanging around will now get the same treatment as the body mites. The DE gets into their pores, it cuts them up, and they die. So fly control, odor control, moisture control, insect control on the chickens themselves, it's all there. And it's food grade. Not only is it external, you can mix a couple tablespoons into the daily diet of the chickens, and it's good for them. As a matter of fact, I hate to say it, one of my secretaries takes a tablespoon of this every day herself because she feels that strongly that it's good for you. It's food grade. And you mix it with their food, and it'll kill the internal parasites they have, as well as external.
Awesome product. And then definitely want to talk about the egg wipes. In fact, I talked to a gentleman here yesterday who kind of helped develop that, and I know that that's kind of been a hot seller too, the egg wipes that you have, and the many uses, because when I was talking to one of your associates there, they were talking about not only using them to, when you gather the eggs, cleaning the eggs. My understanding is they're biodegradable.
Yes, they are.
And then of course you can also use it to maybe wipe out the tray of your water. All kinds of different uses for the egg wipes that you carry.
The egg wipes have turned into it was an experiment. We're actually the first people to carry it. OSM is the manufacturer, which is Organic Sales and Marketing. Name speaks for itself. The product is bio preferred, which is a government rating, which means a lady stopped by our booth from the government, says this is bio preferred. That's fantastic. And she told me all the benefits about it, that the government actually responds to companies more favorably to have bio-preferred products. It's biodegradable, and we sold it at first strictly for egg wipes. Well, we're finding out it's great for wiping out incubators after you've washed. You want to wipe it out to kill the bacteria. Pasty butt on the chicks. Terrific for pasty butt on the chicks. For those who don't know what that is, the little baby chicks will start pooping, and first thing you know, it'll actually plug a cake on the backside of them and plug up, and that can kill a baby chick. Very sad way to go. So this works on wiping the pasty butt off chicks. People use it, as you said, for the waterers. It kills the germs in the waterers. And they're a great baby wipe. You know, totally safe around people, totally safe around children. When you're done with it, you throw it into your compost pile, and it's great. I'm telling you, we love the egg wipes. We love where we're going with it, and we're finding new uses all the time. We'll keep you posted, Andy.
Yeah, I think that's a huge selling factor and a key, is that it's not just, oh, you go outside and you collect some eggs and you wipe them off while you're out there, if you choose to do that, and then, you know, you can just, as you're on the way back into the house, put that into the compost bin. But again, the baby wipes or the cleaning out the water, and I love the idea of cleaning out the incubator or the spills, and the pasty butt idea is absolutely fabulous. How many times I go into the kitchen,
have to wait for the water to warm up a little bit, get my paper towel, tear it off, wet, moisten that, and then I'm going through, you know, paper towel after paper towel and having to do it that route when I'll probably already have that container of egg whites out there where all with my incubator is, where my brooder is, the baby chicks, and can use it for pasty. But I think that right there is a fabulous idea. So instead of someone just saying, you know, I'd like to buy these, but just to wipe the eggs, no, wiping the eggs, cleaning the incubator, doing the pasty butts, the whole nine yards. It's a multi-use product versus just for one product, which obviously you've got the multi-use, better selling product. You're going to use it at your house more than just for cleaning those eggs.
It's terrific, Andy. I appreciate that. As far as new products otherwise, I don't know what comes to mind right now.
We've got to mention, because it's one of your hottest sellers, the vintage egg cartons.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I'm telling you, even we have listeners, they post in the chat room, and they'll tell us live on air when they call in, oh, my gosh, I love the vintage egg cartons. I love the shape. I think it's great. Some people may not remember buy their vintage egg cartons, but they still, for whatever reason, like that style better. It's not the correlation of, oh, that's what grandma had, or I remember going to the store and getting these, or I remember, you know. So there's it's popular for the people who don't remember them. But you talk about customers that just when they see, or customers have the egg carton, where literally when they see it, a tear comes to their eye because of the memories they had with grandma or with family or on the farm.
Andy, you took the words out of my mouth. We had a customer come to us, says, I sold these at the farmer's market, and a customer actually cried because it reminded her of her childhood. I remember, I hate to say it, I'm giving my age away. I remember them myself. When I was young, my mother had those in the refrigerator, the exact same egg carton. And, of course, we, being eggcartons.com, have customers from all over the world contacting us for where products are available. We have people asking us how to buy 2 egg cartons up to 30 egg cartons. And we've had at least, in the 10 years we've been operating, 11 years now, at least one a week people would call up or send us an email saying, do you have the old-fashioned egg cartons? We couldn't find them, Andy. And believe me, when I said we couldn't find them, we couldn't find them. We searched worldwide. We found out that a large corporation in America had the dyes for them, but they said we can't make them because we'd have to shut down our presses, change the dyes, and put them in and do it so they wouldn't do it. So we had to find our own source. We had molds made, and we made them ourselves. And believe me, in about a year and a half time that we've had these now, we've probably sold over 1 million egg cartons. Now, we have made an improvement that's going to be coming out over the next few months. It's going to be a little while before our inventory surfaces with it. But the old-style carton, we stayed exactly as the vintage, which the way it was, the top would come down and actually touch the eggs. Great looking, but the downfall is if people stacked these and went to the farmer's market, they would get the broken eggs on the bottom dozen. And we didn't like that. So we said, we're going to modify it. And we went and had the molds modified so that the outside of the carton looks identical. However, the inside, the post that only went halfway up, to the between the eggs, now they go all the way up and touch the top. So now when the top is closed and the dozen is stacked on top of that dozen, the top of the egg carton never touches the eggs. And it's so strong, one of the girls in our booth right now, Wendy, who is probably half my weight, but she's still a human being, we had her stand on 2 egg cartons, left foot, right foot. She stood up on the egg cartons and those didn't budge. Tops, the posts in the middle didn't even compress. I can't say the same happened when I stood on them, Andy. But I'm telling you, they're strong. We will no longer have that problem of the eggs being broken by stacking. And yet the exterior of the carton is identical. It's still our vintage carton. Thank you for asking, Andy.
Okay, perfect. And we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. One last thing. Somebody asked in the chat room if they could use the Incredible Poultry door as a maybe a pet door, cat door, dog door, or to put it on the back. They have a problem with chickens coming in their dog door and coming into their house for treats. So we had a question in the chat room. Could that door possibly be used as another pet door? As well, or maybe you just haven't researched it enough to see if that may be a viable option.
We haven't targeted that as our focus because of the industry we're in. However, absolutely this could be used as a door for any purpose, whether it's a cat door, dog door. Right now, the door goes up and down based on light, meaning there's a photocell that senses the daylight, and at dusk it opens. I mean, at dusk it closes, and at dawn it opens. However, any timer that's modified to replace the photocell would work. And as a matter of fact, we plan on coming out with a timer option down the road, as well as a solar-powered option down the road, because a lot of coops don't have power. I know I'm digressing from your question, Andy, but I felt this important. Is if the coops don't have power, the solar charger will charge a battery, because this poultry door runs on 12 volts. So we'll be able to run both on solar, a large car battery, as far as power goes, and as far as controlling it, we're going to come up with a timer for those who don't have the situation that allows them to mount a photocell with light. Those are in the works. They're not out yet. But yes, to answer your question, I see no reason that this poultry door, the incredible poultry door, can't be used as their incredible pet door. All it would take is to control it properly. And if they give a phone call, we could probably advise them on what they need to do.
Perfect. All righty, Paul. And again, I wanted to mention, it's eggcartons.com. Thanks, Jen, for posting that. Eggcartons.com. And this is Paul, the owner of the company. Been a sponsor of the radio show for many, many years. So we appreciate you. Ozark Homesteader, nice vintage cartons, the 3x4. Yes, if she's familiar with them. Nice vintage cartons, 3x4. So that y'all carry. So she was talking about that. So thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate it. I'll see you this afternoon. I'll stop by the booth again. Thank you. Okay, let's see. We got somebody else here. Okay, thank you very much. I think I've got somebody here that, let me see, go walk around the corner here and see where they were at. I think it was my next interviewee, and see where they might have gone. I thought I saw him here just a second ago. He had a time of 1:45. I know we're about 1:50 right now, so surely he's still hanging around somewhere. If not, we can have him back on tomorrow. There he is. There he is. All righty. Here we go. And this is from Dawes, D-A-W-E-S. They're the makers and manufacturers of Grow Gel, and it's a product that you're all familiar with if you've ever ordered the baby chicks, or if when you get baby chicks, you can use this product in your brooder for the first few days to make sure they get the nutrition and also the nutrition that they need. And the word I'm looking for here is the fluid that they need as well. So we're talking to Hal Peacock, and it's Dawes Laboratories. If you listened to this show last year when we broadcast live here from the International Poultry Show, we also interviewed Hal, and he told us all about the product. And he's going to do that again today and tell us how his product's used, how you can actually put it into the shipping containers of these baby chicks when they come from the hatchery so they make sure they have the nutrition, or even also when you get the chicks. If you don't want to have it in there, when you get the chicks, putting and starting on this for the first couple of days to make sure they get that nutrition and hydration that they need as well. That was the key I was looking for later, hydration. So, Hal, thank you for coming on the show again. Tell us about Dawes. I know this is just one of the products you'll have, but we'll concentrate on this because I think it's probably focused to our listenership a little bit more.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate you inviting me again.
Sure.
Yes, the Grow Gel Plus is a product to rehydrate the baby chicks for broilers, turkeys, quail, whatever. If they are hatched, they don't all hatch at the same time frame, so the earlier hatchlings are sitting there drying out in the incubator while the other ones are still hatching. So you got a problem to start with, and this helps take care of that problem and the fact that it rehydrates the baby birds right off the bat. We went through several testings to get the right color. Green is what they like, what they are drawn to mostly, and then went to several different shades of green. It is like a little jello product, only in beadlet form, and it does have a little glistening to it, so it does need light, and they see that little shiny, and they go after it. One test we did with some turkeys in North Carolina, we had the next day after we fed it to them at the barn, we killed 100 of them, and 97 had the green dye in their crop and gizzard. So they do get it. It's like giving a 200-pound man 2 quarts of water, so they don't overeat it. they all get cleaned. And with that, you get the rehydration, and you also have some nutritional value in there as far as vitamins, amino acids, some electrolytes, and some energy. So you're buying 8 to 12 hours extra time for them to find feed and water when you put them down. My favorite thing is doing it at the hatchery, in the bigger hatchery, and put in the boxes, give them about 20 to 30 minutes, and they'll eat it. If you can't do it there, when they get to the farm, just put it on their first feed. So when they eat it, they're drawn to it by the glistening and the green. When they're drawn to there, then they come back to the same place to feed on the feed that you already got there in the lids. So it works very well, and we start the gut foaming action earlier with this product, and so that when they do eat, they assimilate it much sooner.
Perfect. Okay, I just got a message here, too, from Jennifer. She's back in the studio. Jen, I know you have a 2 o'clock appointment. That's no problem. If you'll just go ahead and reduce everything, I can take it from there, but that's not a problem. Just leave it up, leave the studio up, leave the switchboard up, the whole nine yards. Just reduce it, and then you can go ahead and go to your conference, because we'll be ending up here in 6 minutes, so no problem whatsoever. So that won't be a problem. If you'll just reduce everything and then take care of what you have to take care of. Even if you have to, my understanding is even if you have to hang up, Jen, I will still be able to broadcast live from here and wrap up the show, so no problem at all. So I don't want to get that message to her back at the studio, so I had to get that back to her. I don't want her worrying, thinking she would mess anything up on our end. So, so most of our folks, it's something that they get their baby chicks, they pull them out of the box from whatever hatchery they have them. They, of course, even though they have the water source, they've got this gel. Now, it's almost like, I'm just going to describe it. This may be just a horrific description, but it's almost kind of like a wet sand, if you will, kind of looks like. And it's
weight to it.
It's weight. Because, now, when if I get the product, I have to add water to it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We send it to the people dry farm, and it'll give instructions how many milliliters or ounces of water to add with that amount. We sell a whole lot of packets in the 100 dose size, and it's a little like a little inch and a half by 2-inch packet, and it's dry, and we got the instructions on there how to mix it, and you put it out for 100 chicks. Now, that would be 100 chicks or turkey poults, but that would be about 300 quail. So you can get plenty bang for the buck, and we're talking about a little over 0.5 cent a chick. So it doesn't take much mortality less to help yourself out on it.
So they're not only getting the nutrition of the electrolytes and the vitamins and the minerals that are already in this product, but they're also getting the hydration because you're mixing the water with this.
Yeah.
So I can see how if somebody initially gets their chicks, how, you know, with the mess of the water and the water spilling and the chicks walking in the water, wanting to sleep in the water, getting wet and then getting chilled, how this may be a great possible alternative for maybe the first day or two, instead of having that messy water in there, maybe risk having a chick drown in the water. People always say, hey, you got to put marbles in that water or they'll drown in the water or, you know, that type of thing. Or having them get soaking wet and then get chilled, even though you may have the heat lamp and the brooder, may be a great alternative because they're not only getting the nutrition, the electrolytes, but they're also getting that hydration from the water that's in the product.
Very good, Andy. You understand the product pretty well. I like that. Yes, a lot of people use this to start their chicks, and they will introduce a water supply within the first, you know, 6 hours or so, give them a chance to walk around and so forth. We've used this quite a few times on turkey poults, breeder turkey poults, going from West Virginia overseas to Europe, and they'll give it at the hatchery, then halfway across on the flight, they'll give it again. So they're getting enough nutrition to sustain them but not really grow. You want them on feed as quick as possible. That's good for everybody. But rehydration is the big thing.
Yeah, absolutely, because I can see that. I know that most with the United States Postal Service, I know that, you know, 3 days and they absorb the yolk, and people say 3 days of nutrition. Some people that love their birds, it's just not acceptable. And I know at many hatcheries, they can recommend that the hatchery put this in, moisten it, wet it, put it in with the chicks. So if it's a hot summer and they're shipping during the summer and they want that, make sure they definitely stay hydrated and they don't want to risk any issues, then they can ask for this, folks. You can ask for this product when you order your chicks from probably any hatchery, in the McMurray's, the Ideals, the Mount Healthy's, the all of those. You can ask for this product. If they don't have it, ask for it. Say, well, can you get it? Because I really want to have this product.
Yeah, that's a good point right there. A lot of times a good innovation has to be driven by the end consumer. So if they don't have it and they act like they can't get it, just push them a little bit. They can find it. We sell quite a bit to through Jeffers Supply down in Alabama, and they sell all the little bitty packs. But for a backyard flock that does its own hatching and so forth, you can take the chicks out one at a time and put them on there because they don't overeat on it. So if you put down 100 doses and you're taking out 3 or 4 chicks every 2 hours, that's fine. It works fine.
All righty. We're going to have to wrap it up there so I can wrap up the show. Thank you very much for coming out. I appreciate it, Hal. And that's Dawes, the company that makes the Grow Gels, what on our end user, our folks would want to look for, the Grow Gel product. Thank you very much
Thanks
for coming out. I appreciate it. Thank you. All righty, we're going to wrap it up. I don't know, I may have 30 seconds. Jen's probably is probably already gone, so she can't tell me how much long I have, but I'm going to say 30 seconds, maybe a minute. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in today. Again, it's Andy Schneider, known as the Chicken Whisperer, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show, broadcasting live from the International Poultry Show here in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll also be broadcasting live tomorrow from 12 p.m. noon to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 to 2, two-hour show here from the International Poultry Show, Georgia World Congress Center here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks for tuning in. You can listen to the archive, of course, on iTunes later. Thanks for all the chat room chicken ears, and we will see you all tomorrow right here at the International Poultry Show on Blog Talk Radio, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Have a great day, everybody.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.